super fly, super duper fly.
To go.
Como el amor.
CKUT's annual funding drive, CKUT Till Infinity, takes place from March 17th to 27th, 2022.
We have brand new merch available for our donors, including shirts, bags, and hats.
Donations over $30 will also be entered to win from a selection of exciting prizes from our sponsors.
This year's sponsors include
Lufa Farms,
Briar Patch Magazine,
Pop Montreal,
Encore Books and Vinyl,
Drawn and Quarterly,
La Bobineuse,
RIDM,
Mutech,
Centaur Theatre,
DNL Cycle,
La Maison des Bières,
Cinéma du Parc, Bobien and Dumisey,
Death of Vinyl,
La Rama Records,
Constellation Records,
Celluloid Lunch Records,
and Pizza Bouquet.
CKUT would like to thank our community sponsors whose generous support helps put the fun in funding drive.
For more details on prizes and to donate, go to ckut.ca/donate.
Ça va? Super. Pas pire pantoute. Numéro 1. Ça roule? Bien, merci. C'est cool. Comme sur des roulettes. Ben correct. Quand on se fait demander comment ça va, on dit souvent que tout va bien, même si c'est pas toujours le cas. Si ça ne va pas, parlez-en. Pour trouver de l'aide, appelez Info Social 811. Parce que parler, c'est commencer à aller mieux. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Lunes. Mercredi. Thursday. Friday.
Your hands up, so if you're ready for the road, let your friend them know. We're ready for the road.
Sunday.
Rama Records,
Constellation Records,
Celluloid Lunch Records,
and Pizza Bouquet.
CKUT would like to thank our community sponsors whose generous support helps put the fun in funding drive.
Them say me brilliant,
but
don't try bring down my esteem. My man is no minion. They want take me dream, they want take me steam. Can't take my brilliance. Real up in a Sicily yard, why man never raised by a militant. Bad man like me, just a answer to myself. My bunda boy, my command. Them act like say them not rape me, but truly inspired by I man in real done. Them act like say them not fair with Bereri. I man is not no replicant. Hey boy over there, don't chat to me, chat to mine. Karate chop them push, they run back. Kaya yard go and live life elegant.
Yeah man, lock them boy out me dimension. Yeah man, lock them boy out of me section.
When I step to me, talk to me cooler than face.
When I pressure me, the man go put you to waste. Hey, hey, mind your business. Mind your business.
That's right.
Mind your business. Boy, me tell her. Silly boy, see me killin' them there.
Man.
Just know when me pass by,
aye.
Man tell them figure.
Yes,
yo, he no fly, jack type on his head on a rainy day.
River come down,
river come down, river come down for me up them place. Just give them a rewind, rewind for them cross for me green line. Me know this, not gonna make no sense, but me just take them girl 3 times. Him and him and him, that's peace sign. The ref just gave me a tech green card, that girl, so I guess it's D time. Yo, bunda boy, there, I guess it's me and she time, with me?
And become that God body, and we sick in that. And become that God body, and we sick.
Yeah man, lock them boy out of me section. Yeah man, lock them boy out of me dimension.
When I step to me, talk to me cooler than face.
When I pressure me, them man go put you to waste. Hey, hey, mind your business. Mind your business.
That's right.
Mind your business. Boy, me tell her.
Thank you.
can I play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial?
Hey, you're listening to CKT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to All Things McGill. We are your All Things McGirls. My name is Annika.
I'm Rose.
And I'm Maya.
We are coming at you live today from a new apartment, which is so exciting. And because of that, we have decided to make this the All About Moving episode of All Things McGill.
Indeed.
Go ahead.
I think our first, should we say a bunch of advice?
About moving?
Yeah, even though I don't think we're experts by any means, but I would say this is collectively our 10th time moving.
Yeah, more even, right? I would say, to be honest.
Well, collectively.
Yeah. Yes.
Added up all together.
Yeah.
Even though most of the time we've moved together.
Yeah.
But quite the journey.
We've been doing a lot of moving. Honestly, like, okay, here's the thing. So, I've said this before. I don't think anyone, like, no one is like, oh yeah, moving is going to be an awesome time. Like,
I say that.
Really?
Rose says that.
But that's only you. Like, by and large, moving is like a stressful
thing. So stressful.
Nobody
sucks.
Wants to do it.
Horrible.
Like, it's
hate
awful.
It.
My mom always complains about moving. Like, she hates it so much. So I'm like, okay, moving is going to suck. I think it's going to be awful every year. But this year, we had a great time moving.
We really
and
did.
So I think that actually does make us qualified to give moving advice because we did it efficiently.
Yeah.
We did it well.
Effectively.
Effectively. And we had fun while we were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first thing you need to do is have a solid plan. Mm-hmm. You can't go into it just like lollydollying. I don't know how to say it.
Lollygagging.
Willy-nilly. But because, like, once you have the infrastructure, the U-Haul, the people,
the
you have to know the communication. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to know where to go. You have to know when to go.
And
otherwise,
yeah.
It becomes... Because I was going to say, a good piece of advice is to do it with friends. But mm-hmm. the only way you want to do it with friends is if you have a good plan.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if you have your friends...
Otherwise, you get into a screaming match on the kitchen.
You know, say it louder for the people in the back. I did get in a little tiffy with a roommate because there was some miscommunication.
But it was all figured out. And
it was
then
all
we
figured
ended
out
up coming
talking.
Together and
yeah.
talking and
gave
making
us
a plan.
It gave us a good excuse to make a plan because I don't think we would have done it in that case.
Absolutely.
Another piece of advice is rent that U-Haul.
Rent mm-hmm. it.
Do you know
it's
what?
It's such a good deal.
Every year, people think that, like, every year I'm like, oh, I should just hire movers. Like, blah, blah, blah,
no.
blah. You don't need movers.
Get your friends.
And, like, to be honest, at this age, like, maybe when we're 28 and we're actually moving and, like...
And we have, like,
important stuff. Then, in that case, hire movers, you know, mm-hmm. because your friends
disposable are old. Disposable
income. Yeah, your friends are old, they all have jobs, like, no one wants to help them move anymore. At this age and this stage of our lives,
do
buy
your
friends a beer... Buy them a case of beer. Buy mm-hmm. them lunch. They will help you move.
Yes, absolutely.
And if they don't, they're bad friends. I said it.
Literally.
Go
you know, if they don't help you while you're moving, they're not the real ones.
Mm-hmm. And you buy them free food. You get them food.
Yeah.
You get them drinks. And that's all you need to have them have a good time.
We had a really lovely time because we packed up the entire truck
yep.
after about the third trip, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it was all packed up, we sat on the curb and we ordered lunch. And we just had lunch together and celebrated.
And it was like sunny. We had our little drinky drinks out.
I know. It was
beautiful.
It was such a nice moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you should really make it an opportunity to, like, hang out with people you love instead of making it, you know, all about the objects that you're moving. Like, no. It's
yeah.
about the experience you're having while you're moving them up the stairs.
True.
Every experience is a burden unless you're doing it with people you love.
Whoa.
That's
whoa.
The moral of this story. Anything can be
is that
fun
a real
did
quote?
You make that up yourself?
Because it's a horrible quote.
Yeah, it's a bad quote.
Wait, it's kind of
is
cute,
it real though?
I made it up, no.
Okay, yeah, because some experiences
I don't even remember
aren't burdens.
I don't remember what
so.
I just said.
You said all experiences are burdens unless you're doing it with people you love.
Well, personally, every experience I've ever had has been a burden. So. And
that's
why I'm on Zoloft. My favorite thing that I do, this is a self-love moment. My favorite thing that I do is every time I bring up mental illness, the room just goes silent.
You have that effect on people.
Yeah.
You make people go mute.
Yeah, and make people not know what to say to me because they're like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, like, ooh,
yeah.
shit.
Oh,
I'm
that's
sorry
really...
you're not doing well.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, it's funny, laugh with me.
I love that you guys were giving each other advice on antidepressant vibes the other day. Yeah. And you're like, oh, you should take it at night. Oh, yeah, really? Because I take it in the morning.
Yeah, because I had become an insomniac with my new medication, and Maya so kindly suggested that I take it at night.
Have you tried? Can you just switch like that?
Yeah. I wouldn't try tonight because I didn't take it this morning.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. But I slept really well last night, but also I was drunk. So that had something to do with it. That could have something to do with it. I don't know what was in that jungle juice.
Whatever was in that jungle
juice. It tasted like lemonade, and I was a goner. I was a goner.
Really? Yeah. Was it just a huge bowl?
I don't know. I never saw
it. It was a cooler.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which makes it really
bad. They were just scooping the cups through it, too. Yeah. Just no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a no from me.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what they do in the United States. They get a bunch of, like,
Why do you say the United States? I don't like when you say that.
Because America's not
states.
Appropriate.
The states?
Oh, the
or
states.
America?
No, because it's North America.
No, but, like, only Americans think that.
No, South Americans are really upset when you say America. I'm from America.
Okay, but I'm from Canada. That's in North America, and I don't care.
I don't know what to tell you, because there is this whole southern part
of America. Okay, this is my question to you. Do you think there are more South Americans or Canadians listening to this
Of course, but episode? I mean, like, you know, the demographic isn't relevant.
The demographic,
I just want to be the most specific I can be, and America doesn't make sense to me.
I like the states, then. Say the states.
Okay, states. The states is hot.
States is hot.
Wait, well, certain states are. Denver isn't really hot.
Denver, Colorado? It's hot.
Shite.
Try again.
Mississauga? No, frickin'
Mississippi?
Missouri?
Missouri?
Montana?
Montana.
Those are cold. They're cold.
Montana's not that cold.
Alaska.
I don't think Missouri is that cold.
I don't know anything about the United States.
Honestly, neither do I.
The United States of America.
The United States of America.
What we're talking about moving. Tips and tricks.
I don't know what another tip is. A lot of people use their tote bags. It's embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Here's a really good tip. Don't buy boxes. Get them for free from grocery stores.
From your girlfriend who works at
the
food bank.
Dollarama. Every time we go in there and ask for boxes, they pull through.
And they have such nice corners. Mm-hmm. I've noticed in their boxes, they're just like perfectly square, which I find is super appealing when you're moving. Mm-hmm.
Or find out, like, go a couple weeks before and find out what day your grocery store gets their deliveries on. And then on that day, just go and, like, get their boxes.
Yeah.
And they have, like, they have the big ones. Like, the SAQ has the smaller wine boxes, which are kind of annoying to move with.
But better if you have, like, wine.
Yeah, well, true. Which I generally don't when I'm moving.
I don't have anything left over.
No, I've guzzled it. just really things. But yeah, okay, don't buy your boxes. And if you're gonna buy boxes, don't.
It's so wasteful.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Especially whenever you work in, like, a food-related place, you just know how many deliveries they get.
Yeah.
And how useless it is to ever go to U-Haul and buy something, like a box.
Yeah.
But anyways, another tip and trick. You know, if U-Haul asks you to get that little moving trolley, why don't you just get it?
We didn't use it.
But, like, can you imagine how practical it would have been to just have a moving trolley?
We had one.
No, we didn't.
A trolley.
Yeah, the little cart, right?
When did we have a cart?
It was in the back of the U-Haul.
Yeah, it was bolted in. Genius.
Oh.
Like, you can't access it unless you buy it.
That would have been that useful. That would not have been that useful.
I don't know. If you have floors, it's not that useful.
Yeah.
I guess it's useful in suburbia.
Mm-hmm. Suburbia.
And if there's an elevator. We don't have an elevator, and we had to go up two flights.
Yeah, dude, we go to her, flight counter or whatever, flights of stairs counter. After, it was, like, 65.
Oh, my God.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, 65 flights of stairs.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's like
my
Empire State Building.
Still hurt.
Yeah.
It was a horrible
I need
workout.
To sleep for, like, 5 hours
recover. My legs hurt worse today than they did yesterday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We moved
it always
2 days
works
ago.
Like that.
It's always like that.
I was walking, I was at work today, and, like, I couldn't lift my legs.
Yeah.
Like, I had to shuffle my feet because moving my legs a little bit higher than that, like, was like, ow.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
I kept, like, hitting them like an athlete to, like, activate my lactic acid or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what you have to do? You have to scoot your butt to the wall and then lift your feet up so that way
all the blood,
your legs are parallel to the wall.
I did that when I was in Nicaragua because we were on our feet for, like, 15 hours.
Doing what?
What were you doing in Nicaragua?
My mom works with my mom's a doctor, and she works with this company that does this. They go to one clinic in Nicaragua, like, every couple years.
Yeah.
And they, like, set it up, and they teach the nurses and the doctors in the area and stuff too. So they're not just, like, going in and then, like, messing around and not teaching anyone how to do anything. So they go back every couple years, and they needed, like, pharmacy volunteers or whatever. So I went. In second year with my mom, and it was really fun. It was really great, but like, it was, they are long days. Like, you're up at 6 in the morning, and you get back to the compound at, like, 10 or 11.
Oh my god.
So I would get back and I would like lie on my bed and I'd have my feet up on the wall because my feet would be like absolutely swollen.
Swollen?
My shoes didn't fit.
That's terrifying. Yeah. As if you were pregnant or something.
Yeah, my feet were like, I think I went up a shoe size. Like I actually just squeezed my feet into my shoes and they hurt so bad too because they were like so swollen.
Did you wear Crocs?
No, I wore sneakers. Oh, and also you couldn't wear shorts or like t-shirts.
Why? Because of the mosquitoes?
No, the mosquitoes and the dust and
oh my god,
et cetera and et cetera. And you couldn't wear anything like graphic logos on it or anything because they were like, it might fancy. This was funny. They're like, it might scare the locals. We're like, okay. Fine, I think they've seen worse than a logo, but sure. Yeah.
Damn, so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I lived many lives, guys.
Wow.
I lived many lives before you came into them.
How many weeks were you there at a time?
3. I was there for 3 weeks, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
I went to Costa Rica and then I saw the sign for Nicaragua.
Cool. That's fun.
You and I are the same. You're right.
Yeah.
Totally. Equivalents.
We went, what is it called? Whitewater rafting on tubes?
Oh, I did that
in skinny jeans.
Shut your mouth.
I have a picture of me with the huge tubes.
Oh my god. Well, we had to wear wetsuits when we did it.
What?
Yeah, they made us bring bathing suits and like wetsuits.
Ecuador does not care. They were just like, yeah, sure, go ahead.
In your skinny jeans. You must have been drenched.
I was, so bad. I'll ask my mom to find the pictures.
That's a yeast infection waiting to happen.
I know.
In your skinny jeans, soaking wet for hours.
I don't, you know, I'm not prone to yeast infections though, so.
Really? We were talking about yeast infections
this morning.
I've only gotten one in my life.
Unfortunately, yeah, we were talking to a man about yeast infections.
Shock means way too many people.
What do you mean? What? I guess we can't talk about somebody else on air that nobody really knows.
Anyways, why were you talking about yeast infections?
It just came up. We're talking about UTIs. Why did it come up?
But the thing I hate about UTIs and yeast infections is that one can cause the other.
Yeah.
You have a round of antibiotics.
Yes, exactly. I had a UTI and it turned into a yeast infection. And I was
like, God.
This is not fair.
This isn't fair because you get rid of the bacteria.
I know.
That fights off the other one.
I was like, this is not, I'm just trying to do right by you, mm-hmm. my body.
The plight of having a vagina. It's honestly rude.
Can we say
it's
rude. Vagina on the air?
Yeah.
We better be able to say vagina on the air. If not, that's an issue and it's discrimination.
Take it up with the Radio Board of Canada or something. Oh, you know what?
Broadcasting company? No, we're not owned by CBC.
No. What? Why would we be owned by CBC?
Look, I don't make the rules.
CBC is a company.
Sorry, and I got rejected.
Yeah. Mm. But you did your interview in French and that's what matters.
Oh my god, that's what gave me that rejection. That's what gave me
the R. I don't understand because you're pretty good at speaking French.
Yeah,
I'm fluent. It's just like,
so
in the context, I've only learned like conversational French where you're talking to your family, not in an interview.
I guess.
So it's not necessarily the pool of vocabulary that
I'm used to. Maybe you
should
have practiced beforehand.
Yeah, maybe I should have. I didn't, like, to me, if I'm supposed to get that job, I don't need to practice.
That's so stupid.
What?
That's actually like the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's because your dad's a business person that you're saying this.
What are you talking about? I feel like it's pretty. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I just feel like if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and
I should
have.
But you
can
make it meant to be by practicing for the interview and then getting the job.
But I don't want to lie.
It's not lying.
You're not lying.
It's not
practicing.
What are you talking about? Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's like practicing for exam.
Oh, you're right.
You're taking
it. I think I'm basically lying when I do that because I just insert the information in my head and then it goes right back out after.
Are you stupid? Like, are you actually stupid?
No, I'm book smart. That's it.
Really? What's your GPA?
Purr.
On the air. We get it real tonight.
But like, what's your question? I don't understand.
What?
Like, I'm book smart. That tells you what you need to know. Like, I study.
I've seen that movie
I get
too.
The grade, and then I'm done.
Okay,
but
period.
I retain.
Okay,
except you watch 100 hours of how to do things, and you know how to do a bunch of random things.
Yeah, I'm living with my hands. That's about all I can
do. At least that's a skill.
Yeah.
I play violin.
That's skill.
A skill.
It's a skill that is it helpful?
Do you know what my skill
world?
Is? I do improv. So don't even start with
me. In the real world.
Wait,
moving
my fingers really fast.
Maybe
it means you can quick
around you
think
left.
Well.
I actually can't.
Feet.
I actually really can't think quick on my feet at all. We're playing you know that game that's like it's like a board game or a card game or something. You turn a card over and it's like a category and mm-hmm. you have to like say three things.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Really, really fast. I'm
Ammonia.
No, anomia.
Anomia.
I'm really bad at that game.
I'm so bad at
because
that game.
Because I'm honestly, Ammonia? I can't think on my feet. So what am I doing here? What am I doing?
That's why improv scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
It's like, when I tried out with my crutches.
Oh, yeah.
That was horrible in the basement. I hated every moment of that. Yeah. Not as bad as the comedy sketch tryout, though.
Yeah.
Put yourself out there. That's all you have to know. Put yourself out there and then cry later.
Tea.
What?
Honey. I'm sorry.
I'm just telling them they should try out for stuff.
You should. You should try. And listen, if we have any listeners who go to McGill. Sorry. Try.
As if that is the point of our
entire
show.
It's funny because we're all things McGill. Try out for Bring Your Own Juice. McGill's best and only sketch comedy group. Try out for the Pit Improv. McGill's best, not only.
You have, like, the president and the reject of both of these things right here on air.
Yeah, per.
That's why you laugh every time you listen to All Things McGill.
Because you got...
Annika.
Are you kidding right now?
No, I'm making fun of myself for nothing right now. Anyways, put yourself out there. It's really fun. What a celebration of what we've done unless you fail.
Yeah.
Reach for the stars. If you miss, you'll land among the stars. Where are the stars?
No, reach for the moon. If you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Reach for the stars.
If you miss, you'll land among the stars. What are you talking about?
Aren't the stars further away?
You literally miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
if you miss the star, you literally just fall into